ones that actually stand up for righteousness, the ones that actually stand up for what's going on out here, you know, like how like, I'm gonna just go ahead and say it. You know how like P. Diddy is my Auntie Yolanda? Huh? You know, PB Hassan and all that. You know, yeah. How Diddy's trying to kill me. You know, Diddy and Jay-Z, Auntie Sean and Auntie Yolanda. My aunties. See, this transgender shit, excuse my language, is getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. Yeah. So when you got truth like that, like Sean Combs is my auntie Yolanda. Like I said, how Jay-Z is my auntie Sean. Okay, yeah, they need you, yeah, okay, yeah, well, stop playing. Don't play with somebody that you know got the drop on you. Okay, got the drop on you. No matter how many contracts you try to take out on my life, no matter how many times you try to threaten my family or threaten people to stay away from me, no matter how many things you try to do to me and how many things you've tried to do to me, it ain't working. It's not working, Auntie Sean and Auntie Yolanda, Diddy and Jay-Z. Okay, stop playing. You better ask brothers like Charleston White what we'll do to you, boy. We out here about to die for this, boy. You playing with the wrong one. Okay, you playing with the wrong one. Somebody better tell Puff Daddy, Yolanda Anderson to stop playing. You better tell old Sean Anderson, a.k.a. Jay-Z, to stop playing.
Who was on there?
You got a problem with Lil Bow Wow?
I ain't got a problem with Lil Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow got some bomb-ass pussy.
Stop playing! Don't do it to yourself! Don't do it to yourself! Now. We can go this way, we can go that way, it's just all about control. I think Trinity's on this as well. Trinity, I see you put dots, We frighten people like this. We frighten people with the truth, and we actually sit back and have tea, and we make espresso, and we talk about these things in the morning time, and you guys don't understand, it's all about controlling your emotions. Yeah, I know how to act, but sometimes you got to act a little bit more firm. Be more firm, y'all. Be a little bit more firm. Yeah, control your emotions. Control the thoughts of your mind. Control your heart. Control it. Mind, body, and soul. Control it. Control it. Ladies and gentlemen, you must have control. Have control. That's what it's all about. Have control. And they know I got control. Huh? I got the control God gave me.
Alright, y'all. What is going on? It's Black Balloon. And I'm coming back with another video. So y'all already know what's going on. Alright, y'all. I decided to switch it up and do it a little bit different this Sunday. And instead of doing, you know, the sacrifice video of someone that's dead, I decided to do a video on someone that's still alive and who constantly exposes the industry, the dark side of the industry, and the players that are in the industry. Rather you want to believe that Orlando Brown is crazy, you know, rather you want to believe that all the drugs is what makes him talk the way that he talks, and you know, believe that he was in the industry since 5 years old and he's just making all this shit up and he hasn't seen anything, then you go right ahead and you believe that. But mind you, he has been in the industry since he was 5 years old. He played in probably my all-time favorite movie as a kid, Major Payne. And I would think by now, since he is about 34, 35 years old, he has probably seen things in the industry that we couldn't imagine. So I thought we do a pretty good video of Orlando Brown exposing the industry as we all know him to do. And of course, I've had clips from Orlando Brown on my channel and my old channel multiple times. So he's not new to the channel. So y'all already know what's going on. You know, I thought this would be a good video to do since he kind of been trending lately. And, you know, with the whole Bow Wow thing. And he actually also did a recent interview with a YouTuber that has about 1 million subs. I'd never seen her page before. I think her page is Unwind with Tasha K. So I had never seen her page. And when I was just, you know, searching up some extra stuff for this video, I found the interview of the, well, the one that he just did with the page here on YouTube called Unwind with Tasha K. So that video is about 9 minutes long. I don't think it was the full interview, but it was really interesting because he talked about trading spirits and he talked about, you know, skinning faces and basically wearing faces in the industry and trading spirits. And, he talked about something that we have also talked about on this channel. On my old channel, actually, when I did those Mayan civilization videos, and it was, you know, we was talking about the Aztecs and the Mayans, because that's where that comes from. The face skinning and all that comes from the Aztecs. If I'm not mistaken, it goes all the way that far back. So he was very accurate on that. But he basically told you that these people aren't dying. They don't die. They don't die. They're here. They're living. So before I really, you know, go too far in it and tell y'all what he was saying, I'm gonna let y'all hear it out of his mouth. And then I'm gonna come back after that clip and talk a little bit more about it. So y'all already know what's going on, man. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Oh my goodness. Well, my two big brothers, Fredro Starr and Sticky Fingers, they've been brothers of mine for years now, and I know they're going to play a big, 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 big great part in this movie.
And when it comes to Michael Jackson and everything that's going on, how did he contribute to your life?
I really have no words, but I'm respectful towards his you know, contribution to the music industry, and he's been like family to all of us, and I'm not taking it too well, and I won't for a while. But I think the world is kind of like that, so to move on, I think that he'll live on forever, and I know that he'll live on forever.
And what are you working on?
All right, y'all. So, most of y'all that saw the original video, y'all already know I had that clip of Lunell, you know, talking on Vlad. And it was Vlad also going back and showing the old interview when he first had that big interview with Orlando Brown. And Orlando Brown was talking about Prince and how the devil basically came and collected. So in this part, I'm just going to explain that clip since most of y'all already saw it. So y'all already know the context. It'll be easy to just go in and push through. And after this, since Vlad wanted to go ahead and block my video, we're going to show the clip of Orlando Brown exposing Vlad for who he really is, which we already know what kind of guy Vlad is anyway. But since they wanted to block that video, now we're going to have a section dedicated to Vlad TV. All right. So anyways, for the people that didn't quite see that part, right? Now, remember, the original version is on my Patreon. So in that part, Lunell was basically just giving her opinion on whether or not, you know, whether or not she believed Orlando Brown, when he was talking about the devil came and collect on Prince's soul. And he was talking about how Prince was pacing back and forth, which is a real story outside of a pharmacy. I'm not completely sure if it was a couple hours before he died or if it was a couple days before he died. I see different stories. So I'm not really sure on which one to go to. But y'all already know I did the Prince video, so y'all could go down my page and check that out if y'all want to watch the Prince video. So we don't have to spend much time on him. But it was a big thing because Orlando Brown was like one of the first big names to actually say, you know, Prince knew he had it coming, you know? And, you know, she basically goes on to just confirm that she believes in the Illuminati because Mos Def has said things about it. People around the industry has said things about it, so it's making her a believer, which she knows completely what is going on. She's just kind of talking in code. She knows she can't say really too much. But for me, really why I played that video, that clip, I didn't necessarily play it to hear her opinion about it because y'all don't really, really need to hear it. I played it because of the things she said throughout the end of that clip when she was talking about how the innocence of the world has been lost and how we're basically living in the last days and how everything has been perverted. You know, how everything has been perverted. And, you know, she also went on to talk about kids and how kids are today compared to how kids used to be, you know, I guess back in the day, or at least when I grew up as well. I'm an early 90s baby. So, you know, we played outside. We didn't have technology. We didn't have tablets as little kids. We're the bridge between the old and the young, as in my generation, the kids around my age. You know, we're the bridge between that. So we're the last generation to actually play outside, to actually not have a cell phone up until about 13 years old. You know, we're the last generation that live life the way nature intended, which is for you to get outside and experience life and not always be inside watching tablets and basically, you know, letting this matrix system, letting technology break your mind down as a little kid. And, you know, you basically grow up to depend on technology. But what I thought was the biggest point out of what she said was the fact that everything has lost its innocence. Literally, almost everything, people. Only thing we truly have left that is innocent on this world are pets and little kids up until a certain age, because we know once little kids get to a certain age, they can be, you know, they can be basically tempted by spirits once they get to a certain age. So we only have a little bit of innocence left in those little kids and animals. Everything else is perverted. Literally, like, prophecy has already came true. Things that are, you know, looked at as good is bad. Things that are bad are looked at as good. People actually celebrate killing people these days, people. They actually want you to know they killed someone, and so on and so on. It's not the only thing that just strips the innocence and shows where we are as a civilization, as a human civilization, but that's just one of the main things. But I thought that was the most important out of that clip, as far as nothing has its innocence in today's world. All right. So I'm not going to drag on too much with that part, because it was quite simple to understand and it's pretty profound in the time that we live in right now, even though that was recorded a few years ago. All right, so I'll probably come back in this video, but right here we're going to go to another clip of Orlando Brown. Basically, you know, he was pretty loud in this clip, not going to lie. He probably had a little extra going on in him, but he was completely right about Vlad TV. So since Vlad TV blocked this video, we're going to play this next clip of Orlando Brown exposing Vlad TV. So check this out.
I watched the DJ Vlad interview, and I was just like, man, you could probably...
Man, that nigga's amazing. Fuck him. He don't even want to pay me, my nigga. Nigga, you ain't never had so many nigga. You ain't never had a nigga on motherfucking had so many millions on your shit in life, you pussy-ass nigga. And when I see you, I'm going to knock your ass out. You wanna know why, nigga? Because you done made hella money off me, nigga. That's why. You supposed to split that shit, nigga. If it gets to a certain amount of numbers, my nigga, you supposed to split that shit. Straight up be a man, nigga. You need to call my people or my people gonna call you, nigga. I already talked to you over the goddamn DMs, nigga. You need to break bread, bro. You need to break bread, nigga. And baby got back like Missy like said.
For the record, we paid before the show and we'll be...
These motherfuckers wanna play games. Why? We're gonna go get all these millions of dollars and, you know, I mean, millions of views, I mean, and turn into dollars. Every time Vlad hit a million, I pay that nigga. That nigga pulls up in Teslas. When I sat in the goddamn interview, the nigga told me he just bought a motherfucking $4,000 camera. Who's getting paid? None of the motherfucking artists that sit on this couch. All he doing is exploiting black motherfuckers and keeping the money. Nigga, now when you sit in my face and play like we be a man, nigga. Be a man. You in America, and that's how I know your ass Illuminati, because you all for your fucking self, nigga. I asked you, was you a Mason, nigga? You smelt it, huh? Yeah, nigga. Yeah, I'm here. Stop playing. All you niggas getting snitched out. I don't give a fuck. And that's real. You need to break bread, my nigga. All these people, like, I don't know, y'all can name some of them. He's stealing from these young black men doing their shit. He's stealing from these young black men. And fuck you, Vlad. That's on my mama.
It's industry, which you must understand is, you know, when you do sell your soul, you are allowed to live forever. Mm. And these people that are called youngins, rookies, new booties, like I was, had no idea that these people still live. Mm. They will prey, haunt, kidnap, anything to stay on top. This is their world. They have nothing but time, is what they believe.
Now, who are we talking about?
We're talking about everyone that's supposed to be dead. Like, there is
in the industry.
In the industry.
Okay.
You know, when you walk around with the fake face and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna open up. It's like this is not, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that since World War I, we've mm-hmm. been taught by the Indians and all this whole other shit how to, you know, take skin people and wear their faces to infiltrate the families and this, that, and the other. This is something that has been going on since World War I and before that. So now we've conquered the art of exchanging spirits, trading spirits. So it's supposed to be hard to identify. But when it comes down to it, this world of Hollywood, this wicked world is what they call it. Some people call it Hollyweird. You know, you could literally go to Hollywood and if you open your eyes, it will manifest to you. They'll be right there in front of you.
The people who are trading
the people who are the people who are on the walls, the people who are idolized, are laying in their vomit on Hollywood Boulevard. And you have to open your eyes. It's done right in front of us. See, and if you're willing to sell your soul, you know, then you'll be right there, too.
Is this the Illuminati?
Well, it's not my family. It's not my family. Well, I can't blame that on me and my family, but okay. I can't blame it on others. I could blame it on those that caused the harm on themselves by coming to the Illuminati and trying to sacrifice themselves in order to get ahead. Can't blame those people.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about it, you know, on YouTube. You know, we call it the wormhole of YouTube. But to hear you as a child star come out and say that this exists, you know, these people are doing whatever they got to do to stay alive and to mm-hmm. ensure that their throne
is kept.
Is kept.
Oh, that's not none of my business. I warn how I warn. When, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're not finna turn me into no horse.
They not about to turn him into no damn horse. I am done.
All right, y'all. So that was the Orlando Brown video. Now, I just want to use a few minutes just to come in and touch on one thing that he was saying in this clip. Because we already kind of went over the trade and spirits part, right? Now, he said that they believe that all they have is time left. And when he says they, he's talking about the higher ups, the ones that are in the industry, you know, pulling the strings. Basically, these fallen ones that, you know, no matter what, they do whatever they have to in order to continue living and in order to, you know, keep us seeing, you know, basically to keep us seeing the Matrix, you know, to keep us not really in tune into what is actually going on. We're not actually putting our eyes to it. We're not actually trying to see these things, because he said if you open your eyes to it, it will manifest itself to you, meaning these people will show themselves to you if you open your eyes to it. If you just raise your discernment, if you really start paying attention, these people will show themselves to you. And he said, no, he said, not just the everyday ones. He said the ones that's on the posters, the ones that people, you know, are idolizing. Y'all remember when I said they want to humiliate the ones that have millions of views, the ones that have millions of fans. They don't care about the small dogs, the small fish. It's the same thing he said. He said these folks are still alive. He said the stars, the ones that are on the posters, he said they've been doing this. So we already know Orlando Brown is not a crazy dude. The drugs may have did what they did to him a while back, but in that interview, he was for sure sober. He was even sober when he did that one with Funny Marco. You can tell he actually looks healthier. He looks better as a man. You know, he just looks a little more healthy. His face isn't that, you know, that skeleton face when you can tell someone off them drugs. You know, so he looks healthier. And so it takes it back to the Dave Chappelle thing when, you know, calling someone crazy is dismissive. It's easy to do because, you know, the media paint you to be crazy. Now, no one takes what you say seriously because the media said that you were crazy. So now we just say, oh, that's just the drugs talking. That's this talking. That's that talking. It can't be any truth inside of that. But if we're here on this channel, we already know that, you know, we don't pay attention to that kind of stuff because we know what the industry did to Orlando Brown. We know he was a Disney child, so he has been through multiple MK Ultra programming. He's been through it. All of those Disney stars, they go through MK Ultra programming. They go through sex kitten programming. They go through all kind of trauma-based mind control as they continue to get older. That's what they do to the kids. We already know Walt is a 33rd degree Freemason. There's even like that whole little thing, you know, there in Disney where it's like dedicated to Freemasons. You know, and that's kind of like a whole nother topic, a whole nother video to get into as far as the whole Disney thing. You know, I didn't want to tie all that into this video quite yet because I just wanted to focus on Orlando Brown. But we already know where he comes from. So we know not to dismiss this, you know. You definitely should listen because he's been telling it the entire time. You know, years ago, he's been telling it the entire time. It's been going on for years. So y'all already know what's going on, man. I hope y'all enjoyed that video. It's Sunday. You know, y'all already know we got more content coming on the way as the week continues. Hope y'all had a good weekend, man. And with that being said, hey, I'm gonna see y'all soon.